We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Mully and Hall, mornings live at 5 on Sports Radio 670 The Score. 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
We're always going to be World Series champs because we were talented and to me, we earned the right to be World Series champs. And just because stuff came out about the 2017 Astros doesn't mean other teams were doing the legal stuff. It just means that we were the ones that were, I guess, caught. So, I'm not here to really dig into anything that happens. That's my feeling. But ultimately, it's up to the individual to really, hey, show remorse or just try to move on.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That's the voice of Dallas Keuchel, and he is now with the White Sox. But in 2017, he won a World Series with the Houston Astros, and the Astros were sign stealing. They had an elaborate system in place that allowed them to know what was coming, and
that was the wrong answer. That was the wrong answer.
Not a great
answer.
There
were a lot of things he could have said. That was probably not at the top of the list. If I was advising him before facing the media yesterday, I might have told him to take a different tack, especially after the Astros appeared so tone-deaf, players and Jim Crane, the owner, at their press conference, because it triggered a lot of baseball fans. And we're going to talk to a couple of them here because people are calling in. And I understand it because it offended people's baseball sensibilities. This was a tainted title. And for them to show very little remorse or sincerity in their quote-unquote apology, and to be as brief as they were and as contradictory as Jim Crane was, sent a terrible message. And the message was the end justifies the means. And that is not what you wanted to come out of yesterday if you are a baseball fan and if you have any sort of interest in this Astros story.
I was fascinated by a story that I read online. They got a woman who breaks down various people lying about other different things, right? This was, I think, the Newark paper. And they had a body language expert named Tracy Brown, who has worked with all law enforcement, et cetera. She broke down all this, the tapes of everything that was said. And I thought a couple of her comments were fascinating to read. She broke down the tape of the post, the Kenny Rosenthal interview with Altuve, mm-hmm. where he won't take his shirt off. And
after hitting the home run off Chapman.
Denying he didn't say what he was denying, and no one knew at the time, but the
I'm too shy.
Yeah, I'm too shy. And I guess in that interview, he hesitates, and he's like, what was that? He doesn't hear the question about the buzzer. It's the only question he didn't hear, which is a typical type of thing if you are building up your lie. And then it's the only question also where his eyes are down
right.
as he answers. He makes eye contact in the rest of the interview, but he doesn't during that particular comment.
Their body language throughout this whole thing is screaming, "We cheated." And yesterday, Alex Bregman, his hands were active in a way that was very telling. It just, everything that you look at and everything that you hear just underscores that this was, and it's hard for, I think, people to believe, especially after yesterday, that this ended when they say that it ended. And it makes you wonder, we mentioned earlier in the show that John Lester gave up 7 runs on
right.
May 28th, 2019. Well,
right.
apparently that was when things ended, but nobody really buys that, do they?
No, they were still doing
nobody
it.
Nobody buys yeah. that they just stopped after winning a World Series, because you know what? They got away with it, and they knew it, and they relished in that. And yesterday, after hearing them, you wonder, boy, they really thought that they were wink, wink, nod, nod. We didn't get caught. Let's have another parade. So that's what's offensive, I think, to people. And that's what makes me watching it after we left the show yesterday. And I'm like, I didn't think this before as strongly as I think it right now, but I wish they would take away the title.
I agree.
Because
I just for that performance, that news conference.
You know, you hope that somebody learned some sort of lessons historically or otherwise, but they didn't learn a thing.
So Altuve yesterday was asked about the buzzer, and his response, the quote he gave in return, he said, "Nobody on this team had a buzzer. I don't know what else to say about that. MLB did their investigation. They didn't find anything. They found what they found in 2017. They did a really good investigation on the buzzer, and they didn't find anything. So when you said you don't believe that I didn't have a buzzer, you don't believe what MLB investigated." So he's telling that to the reporters. And the body language expert said, the first thing he says that no one was busted. That's the same excuse we heard from Lance Armstrong, word for word. And he's shrugging his shoulders. She's talking about Altuve. He's shrugging his shoulders a lot. That's showing uncertainty about what he's saying. And he's rolling his lips over his teeth, which says he's holding back info. And all of this, in the first few seconds, he's leaning on the findings of the investigation, not saying what he actually did or didn't do. I mean, when someone breaks it down like that, I got to tell you, it's almost comical go back and look at what they were saying.
I don't know if they were just in denial. I don't know if they were being defiant. But whatever they said and however they said it, it invited all this kind of scrutiny. And because it did remind you of the great denials in sports, the Lance Armstrong moments,
right?
You know, Barry Bonds, Mark McGwire, people in baseball that have been pressed with trying to reveal the truth. And you could tell by the way that they were talking about it that there was something to hide. And there was a lot to hide with this Astros scandal. And I think that when you talk about buzzers, would anybody be surprised that maybe the next whistleblower, the next big expose is how elaborate this was and how long it went on, and somebody does talk about the system and how it worked? No, I wouldn't be surprised at all, because I think you need to know. And after yesterday, you want to know more than ever.
Carlos Carrera was asked about the buzzer usage. And this, to me, is the most amazing quote, because this is the non-denial denial. He said, his response was, "If I'm lying here, I would lose credibility if something comes out, and that's not what I want to do. You guys know me. I want to speak the truth every time I'm talking to you." Like, yeah. He didn't say anything.
Right. He didn't say anything.
No.
You know, the next
he
level
actively
is,
didn't say anything.
And I know that the pitcher that is suing the Astros kind of invites a little bit of scorn and scrutiny, and because you think, okay, that's going to be a frivolous lawsuit. But I think that when you – this is America, so you hit people where it hurts. Each player that won a World Series got $400,000 in a playoff shares. That's how much money they made kind of from cheating. Cheating did prosper. And
cheating prosper.
This is a situation where if they really wanted to hit them, they would go after that $400,000 for each and every player that benefited in that way. Now, they're not going to do that. So what other way can they do that?
The body language expert, just on the stuff that we played earlier, Alex Bregman, the way that he spoke, and Altuve.
"I'm really sorry."
Yeah.
"About the choices that were made."
And she, her response, "Here's the thing. There's absolutely no emotion about the whole thing. They said they're sorry. We're sorry about this, but they weren't sincere at all. And I'll tell you what, they're not sorry. They won. A couple of guys were fired. Who cares? They won." I got to tell you, I'm not a body language expert, but that's exactly what I heard from all of them over the course of yesterday.
You're not a body language expert, but we both are in communications. And I can tell you from having experienced and watched these before, and you have watched a ton of them too, when you apologize, you don't need a script. When you apologize, if it's sincere, it shouldn't sound rehearsed. It should sound like you mean it. It should sound like it's from the heart. And yesterday, it just sounded like it was from a teleprompter.
Let's get to the phone lines. We have a lot of people who want to check in. We'll start with John. John's in the western suburbs. Hey, John.
Hi, John.
Hey, morning, guys. Two things I want to touch on real quick. The thing about, you know, the press conference and all, you know, the ball players and everything. You know what? I did not expect to hear a true apology, because, like you guys just said, we won the championship. We got caught. We got caught. Hey, you know what? What's to apologize for? We got caught doing it, okay? We won. We didn't do it the right way. You're not going to hear that. One other thing real quick. this thing about Bryant. I'm looking for Chris to tongue-in-cheek talk to the media, say the right thing, smile. I'm a Cub. But he and his agent, I'm sure, have talked. And I'm almost sure that he told his agent, do what you got to do. I don't want to be here. The Cubs lied to me, and they held me back, and they hurt my chances for free agency this year. And, hey, bottom line, I'm here. I'll do my job, but I'm not happy about this.
Thanks, John.
John, thanks for your phone call and your involvement, but I don't know what you would think, why you would think that Chris Bryant is going to do that. And I don't know what you're basing that on. This is a guy that's making $19 million this year. The Cubs certainly have the service time issue that has created this sort of friction, but Chris Bryant benefits from being a Cub.
I got to tell you, I'm going to be very curious to hear what Chris has to say, because I want to contrast that with all the Nolan Arenado stuff. I think that's a guy that is disgruntled, Arenado. I think that's a guy that wants out. Is Chris Bryant going to do that? Is he going to say that?
No, I'd be shocked. I would be shocked.
Too. Yeah.
Because as much as there is maybe consternation around Chris Bryant with right. Scott Boras and the organization, there have been no signs that I've heard of, that I've seen, that says Chris Bryant wants out of Chicago. No, it just doesn't seem like that's not Chris Bryant.
All right, we're going to get back to all your calls. 312-644-6767. Would you want to play poker against these Astros? Huh? Would you want to? You think these guys have a tell? Do you think that that listening to them yesterday makes you believe that they'd be bad card players if indeed they're trying to portray strength in a hand or weakness? 312-644-6767. Mullion Hall on the score.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I want winners.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 to the score. And on the line is Radio.com Sports Betting Insider Nick Costos. Insider calls are brought to you by 5-Hour Energy Shots, now in two great tropical flavors. And I've been accused of taking a lot of those, and I'm sure, Nick, you hear that as well. Nick joins us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning, Nick.
What's going on, guys? Great to talk to you and the great people of Chicago. Now that the Super Bowl's over, does it still count as a Football Friday, even though it's just the XFL now in any event?
Just the XFL. Did you watch last weekend, Nick? Come on. It's not just the XFL. It's the XFL.
this is the XFL. Absolutely. Look, I went 2-2 last week gambling on it, and I got picks on all four games coming up this weekend.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the XFL.
It's tremendous. It's absolutely tremendous. Tremendous.
So it was interesting because like the road dogs, there was one road dog that won flat out. I mean, it was just a weird. Does Vegas have a feel yet? Is there opportunity here because Vegas doesn't know what they're looking at either?
Yeah, and actually, I love the way that you kind of asked that question, right? Because it's all those kind of things kind of encapsulated and wrapped into one. I think absolutely that they don't know what they're doing yet. And really, it's tough to blame them. I mean, we have four games of data. We're 1 week into the existence of this league right now. And I think the biggest takeaway from last week, and there are takeaways kind of on the field that I think we can take to kind of make our picks against spread this weekend for games. But I think totals is kind of the biggest takeaway. I think, you know, the assumption was that with, you know, the rules being what they are to kind of discourage kicking, to discourage punting, right? More points potentially on point after touchdowns, that these games would fly over the total. And we saw one game last week, you alluded to it, the road underdog winning outright in St. Louis on the road at Dallas. That game was 15-9. We saw New York beat Tampa 23-3. So we had a couple games that were very low scoring last week. So curious to see what the scoring is like this week. The assumption is obviously that offenses will get better as the season goes on. We'll see if that's the case. But that was my big takeaway from last weekend is I wouldn't bank on all these games going over. And I feel like a lot of people felt that way last weekend.
Nick, with the NBA All-Star game here in Chicago, is there money to be made by betting on the skills competition, the dunk contest, the three-point contest, or the game itself? And how would you approach it?
Yeah, I think there's always money to be made. And I'm less into the All-Star game itself on Sunday. Like when the NBA sent out like the new rules, I sat down and tried to read it. And guys, I felt like I was studying like a trigonometry test. Like I made it like a paragraph in and I was like, this hurts my head. I'm just going to stop reading it right now. I don't even understand what they're talking about. But as far as tomorrow night is concerned, I think there are definitely some money-making opportunities. So I'll run through the three things and give you picks for all of them. Let's start with the skills competition. Now, we remember last year, De'Aaron Fox of Sacramento was the favorite. He didn't even make it out of the first round here. So I try to avoid chalk, like the heavy favorites in the skills competition. And I'm going to go with the big man here, even though I know we've seen big man win a bunch recently in the skills competition. And, you know, he was not my Vetus. He's not your Vetus, guys. He's our Vetus. Our Vetus Sabonis. We remember him, the great European center of the Portland Trailblazers. His kid DeMontis plays for the Indiana Pacers, played at Gonzaga, can put the ball on the floor, can stroke it from the outside. I like Sabonis a little bit here, put 7-1 to win the skills competition. That's where I'm going there. For the three-point contest, there's a new wrinkle that we have to talk about, and that's you shoot three-pointers from farther away to get more points. Who do I think that favors that's in this contest? It would have to be Trae Young of the Atlanta Hawks who's bombs away on these three-pointers, and I think it's going to make a point to kind of show up and show out on All-Star weekend. So I'm looking at Trae Young in the three-point contest and in the dunk contest, and I know that this is going to be sacrilege to us people in Chicago, but first off, Dominique won that dunk contest in the late 80s. One of the best, I don't even know if that's the best dunk contest ever, because remember we saw Aaron Gordon and Zach LaVine just a couple years ago engage in one of the great dunk contests. It was absolutely sensational. Gordon's in this dunk contest. It's hard to go away from him. I mean, maybe Dwight Howard could be the sentimental pick. We know that Kobe was going to be involved in one of Dwight Howard's dunks. I'm sure there's going to be some kind of Kobe tribute to Dwight Howard. So Aaron Gordon, I think, is clearly the best dunker here. Pat Connaughton's a little interesting here. Just because we haven't seen him, he's got insane hops. And, you know, what you haven't seen, if he comes in and he dominates the first round or so, maybe Connaughton's got a shot. But Aaron Gordon would be the smart pick for me, even though he is the heavy favorite here. Or not the heavy favorite, but he is the favorite at around even money.
What about the game itself? Just bet the over? I mean, isn't that the advice, always bet the over on All-Star games?
Yeah, I mean, I think the total's like 297, and like these rules are so like, I'm being serious. Like, I don't even understand what the rules are for the game. I mean, like, I think that they're doing it by quarters, and then it's like whoever gets 24 in the final quarter to honor Kobe. Like, I guess it's really that. I guess it's kind of simple then. Yeah, give me the over. I have no opinion on like the actual game itself. So let's take the over here. Maybe like we'll fade Team LeBron with Team Giannis. I guess I have no idea. I'm probably not going to bet on the spread of the game. Blindly give me the over on Sunday.
Any college basketball games stand out to you, and have you detected any trends so far this season?
Oh, college basketball is going to be tough because, like, well, we don't know what a lot of these lines are going to be like for tomorrow. Eli was saying last night on the show, guys, Eli Herskovich, that he almost didn't really like a lot of games on the board for tonight either. So I don't know what kind of this is going to be like, you know, with the NBA gone here for a couple days. You know, we have the skills challenge and the All-Star game on Sunday. And with, you know, college basketball, we'll do a lot of that on Saturday. But, I mean, I'm probably going to do a good amount on the XFL this weekend. I can give you a couple picks there if you'd like.
Let's get to the XFL. Yeah, you mentioned it earlier. We need your picks.
Okay, so let's start with D.C. I can run through all four games very quickly here. D.C. is a touchdown favorite against New York. And I would also caution you, we're talking about totals. Like, please don't get caught up in, like, the numbers, like, 3 and 7. They're not key like they are in the NFL. We don't think so, at least, with this new scoring. So don't get caught up on, oh, my God, they're a touchdown favorite. They got to win by more than a touchdown. Because we don't even know if that even matters, a 7-point favorite. So D.C. opened up as a 5-point favorite. Now they're out to a 7-point favorite. D.C. beat Seattle last weekend. The Guardians coming off a win over Tampa Bay. I just think D.C. is the best team in the XFL, or the second best team in the XFL. And I think New York, not as good as their win looked last week, 23-3 over Tampa. Tampa had multiple possessions inside their 10-yard line, walked away with 0 points. I mean, this is like betting on the NFL this year. It's mind-boggling. So I'm going to take D.C., lay the points with D.C. in that game. Conversely, Tampa's going on the road to Seattle. I think Jim Zorn's one of the worst coaches I've ever seen. He was horrendous with the Redskins. I'm going to fade Jim Zorn every chance I get. So Tampa, not as bad as they looked last week. I think a bounce back for the Vipers, laying points on the road in Seattle. Houston Roughnecks, I think right now, probably edging out D.C. for the mantle of best team right now in the XFL. Their coach is June Jones, and I think he's much like the late, great Sam Weiss, the former Bengals coach, guys, who invented the K-gun and gets no credit for it because Jim Kelly, Marv Levy, and the Bills really used it to go to 4 Super Bowls in the early 90s. June Jones is an offensive innovator that gets absolutely no credit for partially inventing the run and shoot with the Atlanta Falcons in the mid-90s in the NFL. Now, his system didn't work in the NFL because the defensive talent is so good, and he has said that himself, but it does work in Hawaii, where he coached at the collegiate level in the CFL and now in the XFL. And he's got a quarterback who looked like the best player in the league last week in PJ Walker. So St. Louis was able to beat Dallas last week. We'll get to Dallas in a second here. Dallas didn't have quarterback Landry Jones. So I think Houston is going to be able to get the job done against St. Louis here. Let's lay the points with the Houston Roughnecks against St. Louis. And then Dallas at L.A. in the final game of the weekend. Now, Dallas's coach is Bob Stoops, the former Oklahoma coach. Their quarterback is Landry Jones, a former Sooners quarterback. Landry didn't play last week. The expectation is that we will see Landry Jones. Let's wait for absolute confirmation on that. But if Landry Jones does play, I like Dallas laying the 3.5 on the road in L.A. L.A.'s quarterback is Josh Johnson, who played last year for the Redskins. He's very good. But we don't think Josh Johnson's going to play in this game, and he also didn't play last weekend, which is a problem for L.A. So I'm looking right now to lay the points with I believe they're the Renegades of Dallas. These are not sentences I thought I would utter in the year of our Lord 2020, but there you go.
You know, I watched it and liked it, Nick. I mean, I'm not kidding. I thought, you know, I agree with you. I've got a buddy with the D.C. Defenders, so I was watching them closer. And, you know, Cardale was pretty good, and that was a pretty good game.
Oh, I'm into it, man, Mully. I mean, I listen, this is my kind of general philosophy as a sports fan. Like, I want more. Like, I want the college football playoff to expand, not because I care about the students, but because I want more stuff to watch and gamble on. Like, the XFL is new stuff to gamble on. Like, that's why these baseball rule changes are going to be great. Like, give me more playoff teams. Give me more intrigue. Give me a Selection Sunday show. I'm into it. It's more stuff to gamble on. It's more fun to talk about. So I'm very much into the XFL for that reason. Like, the quality of football, I will say, it ain't the NFL, and it ain't even like big-time college football, but it was better than the Alliance last year. So I think definitely encouraging signs.
Thanks, great Nick. Great stuff, Nick. Thank
weekend.
You, buddy.
Appreciate it. Wishing you and all the great people of Chicago minimal sweats, winning bets, and the absolute very best of luck. And stay warm this weekend, All-Star Weekend.
That was Radio.com Sports Betting Insider Nick Kostos. Insider Calls brought to you by 5-Hour Energy Shots. Now in 2 great tropical flavors, and you can hear Nick on You Better You Bet every night on the radio.com app and website or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. That's a man that took a couple of 2-hour energy shots, I think, huh?
Always.
5-hour energy shots.
He's got your XFL betting odds for you, people. That's what he's here for.
I'm really sorry about the choices that were made by my team, by the organization, and by me. I've learned from this, and I hope to regain the trust of baseball fans.
I guess. Okay.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That was Alex Bregman of the Houston Astros. Good God. All right. Let's welcome
I'm really
in.
Sorry.
Yeah, enough of you. Let's welcome in Bob Nightingale. He joins us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. And Bob, you were there. You were up close and personal. What was your take on the, what dare we call, sincerity level of the Houston Astros?
Morning, Bob.
You know, it was completely different inside the clubhouse and the TV. They never should have had the press conference. Just open the clubhouse doors. Once inside the clubhouse doors, a lot of guys felt terrible about it. They said it was, you know, miserable winter. Carlos Correa was very passionate about it. Say, hey, we're going to ruin some people's lives here, our careers here. You know, what we did was terrible. It was wrong and everything else. But just the TV part of it was awful. So, but I will say there wasn't one single player that said it tarnishes our World Series or that we're going to take anything back. They don't plan to apologize personally to any team or player. So pretty much what they're thinking and saying is that you got to be very naive if you think we're the only ones doing something. We got caught. Let's see what happens with some of these other teams, you know, down the line. Let's see if there's some other whistleblowers that, you know, like exposers. Because without Mike Fiers, we probably don't know anything about the Astros either.
Bob, I thought the players' response was bad. I thought that Jim Crane's performance was worse. And I wonder how he explained and what you thought of his mixture of denial and defiance and just totally not taking responsibility and contradicting himself. How does a guy who owns a team and has been in these situations before not be more prepared for the moment than he was?
Yeah, and I think they had an outside PR firm too. So obviously, it had an impact the games, or else you don't do that kind of stuff. Of course he's responsible. He was in charge. So, I mean, those rumors were going around, you know, for years on the Astros and the Dodgers, you know, and the Yankees and Red Sox, you know, stuff like that. So you can't say they didn't know anything about it until the stuff came out, the reports in November, because it was already out there. I mean, 2017 World Series was a running joke as far as who was sabotaging who between the Dodgers and the Astros. So, but yeah, I mean, he came across the worst. You know, obviously he's responsible. He's a guy in charge. He hired these guys. And you know, he's on the field, too. You know, I've been at a decent amount of Astro games. It's rare when he's not there. It's rare when he's not on the field. So the surprising thing to me is with the trash can pounding and stuff like that, there's people that sit right there. You know, there's sideline reporters that are right there. You know, a little different. You're sitting up in the press box, but just amazed that no one says, hey, what's that pounding in the trash can every single game?
Yeah, look, I think that we talk about this from the minute it started. The suspicion was always that there were a lot of people doing it. They just happened to be the team that was caught. And let me tell you something. The one thing you don't want to hear is them say, well, there were a lot of people doing it. We just got caught. So I don't know how to balance those two realities.
Yeah, and they were careful not to say that, at least publicly. Privately, yes. But, yeah, because it looks bad. It looks like, oh, yeah, why are you sticking on us? And, you know, they're hoping other teams, you know, go down and sort of that sort of thing. But we'll see. But, yeah, they were obviously very coached, as everybody had kind of the same message. And nobody would touch the back. Like, do you think you're the only team out there? And say, well, this isn't the day to talk about it.
You know, Bob, the damage to the legacy is stuff that we'll talk about and write about, but I think it's intangible. When you look at what's ahead for the Astros on the field in terms of a backlash, what can we expect? Because baseball now has a new villain, and it's going to be the most unpopular team in the league, and you do wonder what kind of retribution might be sought and how the teams who are opponents of the Astros will handle this.
Yeah, you know, I sought out Justin Verlander, you know, to talk about that. You know, obviously he's got more security, you know, around him because he's married to. But yeah, he says, you know, woke up the other morning thinking about that. They're going to have to beef up that security. It's going to be a nightmare for them on the road. They're going to get taunted and booed. You know, just like, you know, when Ryan Braun, particularly early stages, went to Wrigley Field, just like when Bonds, you know, was going all over the country. It's going to be nasty for a long time. You know, they don't play in New York until the very end of the season. But hey, their very first road trip is in Oakland, you know, where Mike Byers pitches, and in Anaheim. So it's going to be interesting from the get-go.
You know, I'm very curious to see how they handle this. And I'm talking about individual hitters. You know, we talk about everybody looking at the numbers and the splits and the difference at home and the road. If you were leaning on something like this, isn't it a psychological advantage to have information that other people don't have? And if that's taken from you, regardless of how good a ball player you are, you're aware of the scrutiny. I mean, it's just, it, you know, there could be crises of confidence with different guys. I mean, it'll be very interesting to see how they respond and what the accusations will be if they don't do well.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that'll be a big thing. I mean, every time a guy goes into a mini slump, people are going to say, oh, because they're not cheating.
Right.
I don't care if you go, you know, 0 for 15. People will be all over that. But I remember talking to guys, you know, in the steroid era, particularly, you know, when it was done, it was over. And those guys said, you know, exactly what you said, Mike, is that it, psychologically, is that it was such a big boost. I remember Matt Hergis, he left me from Champaign, Illinois. He says, man, I was throwing 95 miles an hour where I felt like I could throw that 5-6 days in a row. And I felt like Superman out there, you know, just I was that nobody could touch me. But I just think that the mental edge from using PEDs is so great. And I think same thing here, mental edge of getting that, knowing what pitches were coming, same thing.
Bob, I thought Dusty Baker was kind of put in an awkward spot yesterday, is having to speak about something he was not part of. And yet it reinforced the idea of why he was there, why he was hired in part was to kind of be the guy that smooths things over and says what he said. What did you think of his performance in the spot he was put in?
No, absolutely, Dad. I talked to him early last night, and I said the same thing. I said he came across better than anybody else, and you weren't even, you know, part of it. You know, there's no reason for him to even be talking. I do know that he just went on his own. He wasn't reading from a script or they didn't prepare him for anything. Just spoke from the heart, and he is the right guy for the job, because if anybody can do a good job insulating the Astros from the outside noise, it's him. But it's going to be a lousy situation for those guys, you know, all year long.
Bob, we know about the trash can banging and all that. There's also been accusations of them using buzzers, and they denied that. Is there more on that that could come out? Do you expect that we'll get a different story at some point here?
I don't know. I mean, they keep denying it. You know, MLB said they looked into it, couldn't find anything. But they were adamant about, you know, denying it. You know, and even Carlos Correa said, you know, how ludicrous it was. But he says, hey, if I'm lying now, you know, I'm ruined for the rest of my life. So Altuve said he just didn't want his jersey ripped, you know, after the Chapman home run. So, but yeah, I mean, nobody wants to believe the answers now. So I think that doubt will remain for a long, long time. I really do.
Bob, we know you're in Florida, but before we let you go, what, do you have any thoughts on what to expect from Chris Bryant when he reports to Cubs camp and where things stand in terms of the Cubs' ability to kind of find any teams willing to give them what they want if they do indeed trade him?
Well, I think he'll definitely take the high road. He can't, you know, he can't be mad. Just like, you know, Arenado, he can't say stuff that's going to hurt him publicly or things like that. Yeah, he wasn't happy with the outcome of the hearing. He does believe that they, you know, purposely kept him down. Can't be happy that they're, you know, openly talking about trading him. But, you know, knowing him, he'll take the high road. We'll see what happens. They have a high, high price tag on him. I've been kind of curious, like with the Mookie Betts trade. You know, they didn't get much for Mookie Betts. Mm. Mookie Betts is making $27 million. He only has 1 year left, where, you know, Bryant's cheaper and he's got 2 years left. But the package is going to be something like that, you know, maybe a you know, one solid prospect and a couple of players. You know, the two teams I still hear the most are the Washington Nationals and Philadelphia Phillies. You know, maybe a little bit Texas Rangers. But, you know, the Cubs have a high price tag out there. I don't think they're going to get it. But I do really believe they want to move him at some juncture. And they got to know that's going to be a distraction. I mean, every time they play a game, you know, everybody's going to say, hey, what scouts are here? Even if they're not watching Bryant, it's going to be, hey, this guy's here to watch Bryant.
Patrick Saunders, who is a beat writer with the Denver Post, he tweeted out yesterday, lots of Rockies Nolan Arenado for Cubs Chris Bryant rumors floating out there. One source told me that the Cubs might be creating media noise to make a better deal with the Phillies, Nationals, or Braves. Is that what's happening with that? Or because the one thing that doesn't make sense is if you were to trade for Arenado, how does that get you under the luxury tax?
Yeah, they've definitely talked about that, Mike, for a fact, about just a one-for-one swap. But doing that, they would require that the Rockies to eat a bunch of that contract. And, you know, you're right. It doesn't do much at all for the luxury tax, but does keep a guy, you know, locking at a at third base, you know, one of the greatest defensive third basemen's name has ever seen, you know, for the next 10 years. So it does do that. But I don't know if the Rockies – I don't think the Rockies are going to pay down that contract and say, okay, we'll pay $13, $15 million a year for you. I don't see that happening.
Great stuff, Bob. Appreciate it as always.
Thanks, Bob.
My pleasure. Thank you, guys. See you, Mike. Yep. See you, David.
That is Bob Nightingale, USAtodayRadio.com Sports.
Yeah, the Arenado thing is going to be interesting to follow because he has been pretty open. I don't think he's been open, but it's pretty well known that he wants out of Colorado. And he's got a long-term contract. But this thing with the Cubs doesn't make sense to me because this is a team all winter that's talked about the luxury tax. It's a salary cap, as Anthony Rizzo was right. And how does it fit getting a guy who makes that much money, more than $30 million, on your payroll if you're trying to cut payroll?
312-644-6767 is the telephone number. There are a couple of really interesting rumors, and we'll tell you another one. From a very interesting source, one of David's favorite tweeters,
yes.
Checked in yesterday. It's Mully and Haw on the Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.